reflecting on different characters from the Nativity story, the Christmas story. Today's Gospel reading tells us to lay our burdens on the Lord. And how relevant is that at this time of the year when we have so much going through our minds, so much rushing about, just give our burdens to the Lord. You can imagine Elizabeth and Mary with their burdens that they carry. Elizabeth being barren for so long, and Mary being told that she's going to carry the Christ child. Not just a coincidence, my cousin Mary conceiving like that so soon after I did. There were some who thought so, certainly, but not me. And I'll tell you why. For one thing, I'd given up hoping for a child at my time of life. It just seemed out of the question. We tried, goodness knows, hoping and praying that the miracle might happen. But as the years had flown by, we'd reluctantly accepted it wasn't to be. To be honest, such thoughts were long past. The two of us content by then, simply to grow old gracefully. So you can imagine our feelings when out of the blue, the miracle happened after all. And even now, I can't fully take it in. Yet if you think that was strange, how about Mary, suddenly being told that she too was to have a baby, before she'd even slept with Joseph? Oh, I know what some people said about her. The cheap jokes, the sly innuendos. But take it from me, it was nonsense. That girl, as innocent as the day is long. Honest, sometimes to a fault. There's no way she would have lied about anything like that. So there we were, the two of us expecting together. Only what a difference in the way we felt. On the one hand, me scarcely able to contain my excitement. And on the other, Mary, unsure whether to laugh or cry. My mood of exaltation that day she came to me, matched by her sense of bewilderment. It was that, I think, that brought home to me the very special way God was working in our lives. For I was able to be to her the friend she so badly needed. While all around raised their eyebrows at her story, even Joseph for a time, I understood, knowing God had touched her life as he had touched mine. And that meant so much to her, a source of strength and inspiration during the testing months that followed. It helped us both to realise that God was preparing the way for the child that Mary bore. Everything which was happening to us, part of his sovereign promise and purpose. And as if to confirm it, I felt my baby stir within me, seeming almost to leap up in joyful greeting. Coincidence? You could call it that if you want. We knew better. The two of us aware that God was supremely at work, not just in our lives, destined to be changed by the children we carried within us, but the world itself, the very course of history, transformed forever. Jesus exclaimed, "Come to me, all you who labour and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul."